Hey everybody, welcome back to the Waiver Wire Show here on South Harmon. I am Eric Vanek. You can follow me on X at Eric Vanek NFL and at America's Game Pod as well on X. Make sure you follow South Harmon as well at South Harmon FF on X. And in any of your podcast formats as well, South Harmon Fantasy Football, give us a follow there. And like and subscribe to this video down below if you're watching this on YouTube. We would really, really appreciate it. Today I'm going to go over my week 12 takeaways. Crazy that we're in week 12. The injuries that we had this week, who do we need to be looking at in our redraft leagues, and as well as our deep dynasty leagues. And just a quick note, we will be recording this before Monday Night Football tonight, so anybody in the 49ers-Panthers game tonight that does get injured, unfortunately won't be on this show. So let's get into it. No bye weeks. Finally, no buys. Everyone's playing. We got the Thanksgiving games on Thursday. We got three of them. We got the Black Friday game now as well, a game on Friday. So that'll be cool. And then everybody else plays again on Sunday. So nice to have everybody playing, but we still have these week 14 buys, and some of these leagues start week 14, you know, playoffs. So crazy that we have to do that, but hey, this is where we're at here. So let's get into the injuries. Quarterback injuries this week. JJ McCarthy is first up. He is in the concussion protocol. Probably misses this week, looking like it as well. Baker Mayfield, he suffered a shoulder sprain on Sunday Night Football. You know, we know Baker's really tough. I think he's going to try to play this week, but they might sit him out for a week. They do play Arizona this week at home. So Arizona's been a tough play the last couple weeks. So maybe he tries to play. We'll see. The other one I wanted to mention was Aaron Rodgers. He missed this week with that slight wrist fracture on the left hand. He is trending towards playing this week. I guess he was really close this week, but the doctors just advised him against it. Big game for them this week. They got Buffalo in Pittsburgh this week, so that's a 425 CBS game. So Buffalo, Pittsburgh, that's going to be a big game for them this week. So I think they want to make sure Aaron Rodgers was right for that game, even though Mason Rudolph played really well. Running back injuries, just a couple this week. Quinshon Judkins, he went to the medical tent a couple times there and during the game. We just have to monitor his status, make sure he's okay going forward. Ashton Jeanty, he left late in the fourth quarter, didn't return. We'll have to monitor his status. I believe it was a ankle on Ashton Jeanty, but you know the Raiders are just looking terrible right now, firing everybody. And then Alvin Kamara as well. He suffered a knee injury, I believe, in the second quarter and did not return. So we have to monitor Alvin Kamara's status as well. Wide receiver, just one this week. T. Higgins, he suffered a concussion. They do play Thursday. They play the Thursday night game on Thanksgiving. He has already been ruled out for that game. So no T. Higgins for you this week. And then the other injury was Michael Mayer. He left in the second quarter with an ankle injury and did not return for the Raiders. So that's it for our injury front so far. Hopefully we don't get too much breaking news here on Monday afternoon while this is going on, but we'll see. Redraft quarterbacks for you this week. So if somebody dropped Joe Burrow, go ahead and go pick him up or spend whatever you got to get to spend to get Joe Burrow. He is going to play this week on Thursday. Big Thanksgiving game against Lamar Jackson. Tua, I think you could play him this week against New Orleans. It's in Miami. So if you need a quarterback this week, Tua coming off of a bye should be rested. The whole team should be rested. I could see Miami putting up some points this week. So Tua. And then Tyrod Taylor versus Atlanta. That's a game in New York this week. Obviously, Tyrod did decent last week. It wasn't terrible. But if you're like really desperate, he's probably one of the better options that are going to be out there on the waiver wire for you. Let's take a look at a couple dynasty quarterbacks that I had for you as well. So Teddy Bridgewater with the Baker Mayfield injury. If Baker Mayfield happens to miss and you have Baker, it's probably a pretty good idea to pick up Teddy Bridgewater just in case this week. Same thing with Mason Rudolph. If Aaron Rodgers misses again this week, Mason Rudolph would go in there. And I thought Mason Rudolph played really, really good, man. He's been, the last couple seasons, he has really turned into a very steady backup quarterback, one that I can trust. So I do like Mason Rudolph quite a bit, and that's somebody that I will probably move up a lot in my like rankings for backup quarterbacks. And then the last one is Max Brosmer, the rookie from Minnesota, would start in place of J.J. McCarthy if he can't go this week. Sounds like J.J. McCarthy might not be able to. So the rookie Max Brosmer would go on the road into Seattle to play his first game as a rookie, which is not ideal at all, but that's... you know, sometimes we pick up these guys, and, you know, a couple years ago, I picked up this guy named Tommy DeVito. Never heard of him, never seen him play, and, you know, he played pretty good. He was in my lineups in a couple weeks, so that's a guy that you might want to just pick up and see what happens. Redraft running back. So the first two are from the injuries I mentioned earlier. So if Judkins misses, Dylan Sampson would be the guy. He's been the one that's getting the most snaps. He had the explosive play this week, catch and run that he took to the house. So that was a big play. And then Raheem Mostert, if Ashton Jeanty misses this week, Raheem Mostert would be in line to get the start there for the Raiders. The other redraft running back is another injury guy, Devin Neal. So he played 59 snaps this week, which is 74% of the snaps. He had 37 routes run. He was targeted 6 times. He caught 5 of them for 43 yards. He only had 7 carries for 18 yards. So I know Devin Neal, oh man, he's going to be the starting running back for the Saints. Yeah, it's probably pretty decent. He can, in a PPR league, you're hoping he gets you to 8 to 10 points. But you got to remember, too, they would use Taysom Hill quite a bit, especially at the goal line, I would bet. Taysom Hill would probably come in there to play the running back spot. So just don't go and blow your entire fab budget on Devin Neal if you need a running back that bad. I would still save a little bit, but, you know, don't go and make the all-out bid for Devin Neal if Alvin Kamara is going to miss some time. Dynasty running backs, only a couple for you this week. Malik Davis from the Cowboys, he played 12 snaps, 9 routes, didn't catch any of the passes, but he had 3 carries for 24 yards. He right now is the backup to Javonte Williams. If case Javonte Williams goes down, he's playing over Jaden Blue. Jaden Blue doesn't even play, so Malik Davis would be the guy that you want to pick up. And then Audric Estime. Where's Audric Estime now, you ask? He is on the Saints. So he is the number 2 right now if Kamara misses time behind Devin Neal. And I bet you Estime would probably get in there too, split some carries. Redraft wide receivers this week. So have a couple for you. I have John Mechie from the Jets. He played 51 snaps, 86% of the snaps. He had 31 routes, 7 targets, 6 catches, 65 yards, and 1 touchdown. So this is the best John Mechie has ever looked in his career here in the NFL. Tyrod Taylor seems to be trusting him quite a bit, and it kind of makes sense. He probably came into the team and worked with the second team, and that's where Tyrod was at the time. So these guys have a little bit of a, you know, chemistry going right now. So if you need a receiver, John Mechie's the number 1 receiver on the Jets right now. Andre Osivas, 53 snaps, 83%, 35 routes, 6 targets. He had 4 catches for 61 yards. He's going to definitely be relevant again this week because T. Higgins is out. Chase, you know, out of the suspension last week, and it was just him and Higgins. Now it's going to be Chase and Osivas this week. So Osivas, still a viable redraft wide receiver for you this week. Chimere Adike, one guy that I've talked up all offseason. So if you listen to any of my podcasts during the offseason, you know I was on this guy. He played 60 snaps, which was 80%, 46 routes run, 7 targets, 5 catches, 44 yards, and a touchdown, and a punt return touchdown. He has multiple return touchdowns this year and catching the ball really well. He's like the main Titans wide receiver right now. Chimere Adike is killing it right now for the Titans. So especially in return yardage leagues, I'm going all in on Chimere Adike if he happens to be out there. And even in trade, I'll go trade for this guy in return yardage leagues. Like, he is a difference maker right now. Devon Vele, he was played the most snaps of the Saints receivers this week. 71 snaps, which is 89%. 47 routes, was targeted 7 times, caught 3 of them for 37 yards. So regardless, Vele is the clear, unquestioned number 2 wide receiver for the Saints going forward. They cut Brandon Cooks this week. So Devon Vele, if he happens to be out there and you just need a body, Devon Vele could be that guy, as getting that many snaps could really help. dynasty wide receivers for you this week. So if Gabe Davis happens to be out there, 36 snaps, which was 55%, two targets, one catch for 22 yards. He continues to play more and more, and he's playing over the Elijah Moores, and Curtis Samuel was hurt, and Keon Coleman didn't play again this week. So Gabe Davis has the chemistry with Josh Allen. I wouldn't be surprised if he just continues to eat more and more and more into these snaps. Next guy, Mitchell Tinsley from the Bengals, 47 snaps this week, 74%, 30 routes. He was targeted six times, caught two of them for 29 yards and a touchdown. So in your deep best ball leagues, Tinsley's a guy to pick up and just kind of stash on your roster right now. And he looked pretty good, honestly, from what I did see of him playing. Isaiah Hodgins is next from the Giants. 54 snaps, which was 66%, 29 routes, four targets, two catches for 42 yards, and a touchdown. So Isaiah Hodgins is definitely somebody you can look to right now as well. And kind of crazy that he just got picked off of a practice squad and just came right in here and is one of the top receivers here on the Giants. So definitely worth a pickup. Greg Dortch from the Cardinals, 53 snaps, 63%, 38 routes, 9 targets, 6 catches for 53 yards and a touchdown. Why they weren't playing this guy more often earlier in the season, I will never know. But Greg Dortch looking like he is going to be the number 3 receiver here for the Cardinals going forward in a pretty good passing attack now with Jacoby Brissett. And then the last one is Mason Tipton. So with the Brandon Cooks out in New Orleans, Mason Tipton steps into the third receiver role now. 56 snaps, which was 70%. 41 routes, was targeted four times, and he caught three of them for 22 yards. So Mason Tipton in your big dynasty best ball leagues or leagues like that, he would be the pickup this week. Redraft tight ends. I have a couple for you this week. Again, Mike Gesicki. He came back this week for the Bengals, and he stepped right in and played 28 snaps, which was 43%. 26 routes, 6 targets, 4 catches for 35 yards, and he outproduced Noah Fant this week. And I think with Gesicki and Tinsley kind of being the slot guys right now, like, I think Gesicki could definitely, you know, get a lot more slot work, and especially with Joe Burrow too. So Gesicki could be a nice little play this week. And then Brenton Strange, he came back off of IR as well. 44 snaps, which was 71%. 25 routes. He had 5 targets, 5 catches for 93 yards in his first game back. So fire up Brenton Strange again without, you know, with some confidence going forward. And then the last one was Colby Parkinson. So, you know, I've talked about the Rams have had this like four-way fuckfest at tight end all season long. Tyler Higbee's out now, so it kind of condensed down a little bit, but Parkinson is the one on top the last couple weeks, and he's been playing really good. 35 snaps, which was 62%. He ran 19 routes, was targeted 4 times, caught all 4 for 41 yards and a touchdown, and that's back-to-back weeks with touchdowns for Colby Parkinson. So if you need a tight end, that could be somebody worth playing this week. Dynasty tight end. So Brock Wright, he is starting for the Lions right now with Laporta on injured reserve. 61 snaps, which was 88%. So he is absolutely dominating the tight end snaps there. 33 routes, 4 targets, 3 catches for 29 yards. So anybody that's playing that amount of snaps, I definitely want on my roster. John Fitzpatrick, again, like I mentioned last week, he took over as the starting tight end here and replaced Luke Musgrave, and he did it again this week. 40 snaps, which was 61%. He only ran 12 routes, 1 target, 1 catch for 11 yards. It seems like he's always been more of the blocker type, so he's kind of like what Will Disley was, but probably not as good as the receiving skills. So Fitzpatrick, still somebody you want to just maybe roster, and hopefully you get a touchdown out of him. That's basically what he is. And then the last guy is Ian Thomas. So Ian Thomas has been in the league a while, and with Michael Mayer going out with injury, Ian Thomas stepped up as the second tight end for the Raiders, and he played 44 snaps, which was 56%, only ran 15 routes because they probably needed him to block against the Browns defensive line, which didn't work out very good anyways. But even on those 15 routes, he was targeted 4 times. He caught all 4 for 36 yards. So in your deeper tight end leagues, Ian Thomas could be somebody that you could throw in there this week. Last but not least, the What the Fuck Are We Doing Here, Man segment. Just a small one that was, you know, not many people are even going to probably know this, but Kadarryl Hodge for the Atlanta Falcons, he was the guy ticketed to replace Drake London. He came in for him last week when London got hurt, all that stuff. So everyone picked up Kadarryl Hodge in my best ball leagues this week. And what happens? He plays 5 fucking snaps. Like, what are we doing here? So just another lie here that the Falcons gave us and false hopes and all that bullshit. So whatever. But anyways, guys, appreciate you guys all tapping in for this. Enjoy your Thanksgiving with your families. Enjoy football as well. All the good food, good times with your family. If you go out Black Friday shopping, be careful out there. It could get fucking crazy out there. I've seen it before. So yeah, just be careful out there. Enjoy the time with your families. Enjoy this week. And we're getting closer and closer to fantasy playoffs, guys. It's right around the corner now. So good luck to you here in week 13. And we will be back with you next week for week 14. We'll see you later.